All right. Good morning, everybody. I am Shimon Walton, Chair of the Rules Committee for the Board of Supervisors. I am joined by Vice Chair Supervisor Sherrill, and of course, our President Supervisor Mandelman. Our clerk is Victor Young, and I would like to thank Jamie Echeverry for recording and making sure our meetings are made for the public with SFGov TV. And Mr. Clerk, do you have any announcements?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will be included as part of the file. You may also submit your comments via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, Room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Documents to be included as part of the file should be submitted to the clerk. Items acted upon today are to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of March 4th, 2025, unless otherwise stated. That completes my initial announcements.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Would you please call item number one?
Item number one is ordinance amending the Campaign and Governmental Conduct Code to update the Conflict of Interest Code Form 700, filing requirements by adding, deleting, and changing titles of certain designated officials and employees to reflect organizational and staffing changes, and by refining disclosure requirements for certain designated officials and employees.
Thank you so much. Supervisor Mandelman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We've had this in front of us a few times now. This item is a little bit of basic Form 700 conflict of interest hygiene, a thing that we have to do every few years. We had to continue it last time because there was some more meet and confer obligations that needed to be met. I think that those have been met, and I guess I would just ask our Deputy City Attorney Brad Roussey if there's anything more we need to know about this item.
Deputy City Attorney Brad Roussey, yes. Good morning, supervisors. Yes, this item is just the biannual update. We have to do this to the Conflict of Interest Code that just changes the positions that need to file and might change the disclosure categories for some of those positions. DHR has confirmed that the meet and confer is concluded, and so this item is ready to be sent to the full board, assuming that the commission or the committee wants to do so.
Thank you so much, Deputy City Attorney Roussey. Mr. Clerk, seeing no other comments from colleagues, let's go to public comment on item number one.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to provide public comment on this matter? There are no speakers.
Thank you, seeing no speakers. Public comment is now closed. Supervisor Mandelman, what is your wish?
I would like to move that we forward this item to the full board with positive recommendation.
Thank you. Mr. Clerk, on the motion?
Yes, on that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you so much. Mr. Clerk, would you please call item number two?
Item number two is a hearing to consider appointing one member terms ending April 27, 2026 to the Sunshine Ordinance Task Force. We have one seat, two applicants.
Thank you so much. And I know last week we had one applicant. I see we have two applicants. And so what we will do is hear from both applicants. You have up to 2 minutes if you want to say who you are, tell us your credentials. And we will start with Honest Charlie Brocken for seat 10.
Thank you. Good morning, supervisors, Chair Walton, Vice Chair Sherrill, President Mandelman. My name is Honest Charlie Bodkin. Feel free to just call me by my middle name, Charlie, by the way. I'm honored to be considered for a seat on the Sunshine Ordinance Task Force. The seat 10 is one of four seats allocated to members of the public who have demonstrated interest in or have experience in the issues of citizen access and participation in local government. I have a degree from Ithaca College's Communication School. I've worked for the Los Angeles Times for almost 4 years in their newsroom and was on a team that contributed to the Times winning a Pulitzer Prize for breaking news. One story that I contributed to and I'm particularly proud of used public records from LA's Department of Water and Power to report on Los Angeles's aging water pipe infrastructure that was projected to cost the city over $1 billion in fixes and replacements. Excuse me. I'm just going to quickly go through this. I started a company after leaving the LA Times, which helps journalists publish their work. Was its CTO for 5 years. We've worked with CNN, Vox Media, Cal Matters, the Harvard Shorenstein Center, MIT's Solve Initiative, the San Diego Union Tribune, and my former employer, the LA Times. While working closely with reporters to tell data-driven stories, I've learned not just the laws and mechanics regarding public information requests, but also the important role that these requests play in safeguarding a transparent, accountable, and democratic government. I've also filed several requests at various levels of government myself. Recently, I've started my own blog to cover local issues named thecityandcounty.com, which has received over 100,000 views in the first month alone. However, I'm not here to apply for a seat on the task force as a member of the media, as I'm not a paid journalist. I'm a passionate advocate. I'm also an active member of my neighborhood association, the Haight-Ashbury Neighborhood Council, the United Democratic Club, and I'm a regular attendee of meetings here at City Hall. I want to make it a priority to learn as much as I can, so I bring back valuable insights to the groups I'm involved with and readers of my blog. I have more here on the ordinance. San Francisco shines the way with its Sunshine Ordinance, which both implements and expands on the California Public Records Act and the Brown Act. It's not to say we have a perfect system. The law was last amended by voters in 1999, so there is room for improvement to help our city shine brighter. There are reforms that we can and likely should undertake to make the system more efficient, less burdensome on city staff, and more accountable to the people. Should I have the privilege of being appointed to the task force, I look forward to working with other members of the task force to advise the Board of Supervisors and city bodies on the Sunshine Ordinance's implementation and on amendments to this ordinance. I believe I'm a strong choice for this seat, especially because, as I've heard, this seat is made primarily for bloggers like myself. Also, thank you. And once again, I'm honored to be considered. I welcome any questions.
Thank you so much. Mr. Brock, I do have one question. Who told you this seat was for bloggers?
I had a conversation with a current member of the task force.
Thank you. Any other questions for Ms. Gordon? Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Cynthia Dye.
Good morning, supervisors. Thanks for the additional time to provide references from business and community leaders and from nonpartisan good government groups like the League of Women Voters and California Common Cause. I hope this paints a more complete picture of who I am and how I work. On the California Citizens Redistricting Commission, I leverage my experience as an interim executive and management consultant to improve our governance, make processes more efficient, and work toward consensus on our complex and highly political task. My service on nonprofit boards and consulting for community-based organizations advanced our outreach and education efforts. I learned firsthand about open meetings and public records laws, which taught me how important transparency is to building trust in government. I'd like to bring my skills and experience to the Sunshine Ordinance Task Force. Sunshine protects the people's right to know. For people of lesser means, it's an important way to access city government so it can better serve them. I have three ideas on how to reduce costs and improve results. First, proactively prevent violations through training, focusing on the departments with the most records requests, such as the police, SFMTA, and public works. Second, institute guardrails to prevent abuse. Over 50% of the complaints last year came from only 7 individuals who often didn't show for hearings. Lastly, modernize it to clarify the gray areas. Over the years, technology has advanced and government functions increasingly outsourced, muddling what records and bodies must be accessible to the public. If appointed, I look forward to working with the supervisors to figure out what can be implemented through streamlined practices or might require a ballot measure. I only volunteer where I believe I can make a difference, so I hope you'll honor me with your vote today.
Thank you so much. Any questions? I don't see any questions for any other candidates. Mr. Clerk, can we please go to public comment?
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
And you can line up to the right of the podium if you wish to speak. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Zoe Dunning. It's been a while since I've been back in City Hall. I'm the former first vice chair of the Democratic County Central Committee and also a former library commissioner myself. I am here to speak in support of Cynthia Dye's application for this role. I've had the pleasure and privilege to have known Cynthia now for over 30 years. She's been a tremendous friend and colleague. I have not only known her personally, but also have worked with her on various consulting projects. And I think the qualities that Cynthia brings that are going to be very important for this Sunshine Ordinance Task Force, one, she's very collaborative. She's someone that you want to work beside, is willing to hear all reasonable ideas, contribute her own. I think her ability to collaborate is critical. Secondly, she brings a wealth of information, and she just describes some of her ideas around how to make the process and the thing more efficient, more effective, so that it stays true to its mission and its opportunities. And I also find her to be incredibly fair. Her work on the California Citizens Redistricting Commission, very difficult role, very difficult commission to serve on, serving many different interests. Her diplomacy skills and ability to weigh and balance multiple perspectives and come to a reasonable and just decision or vote, I think is phenomenal. So I hope that you vote in support of her candidacy. Thank you.
Morning. My name is Dylan Herschel. I'm a resident of Potrero Hill, and I was a mayoral candidate in 2024. That's how I have the pleasure and privilege of knowing Honest Charlie Bodkin, who I am here to strongly urge you to consider for seat number 10 on the Sunshine Ordinance Task Force. Charlie's background makes him very unique as a candidate. He has experience in technology, as well as having a lot of experience with making requests for public records. And I think that we need people like Charlie in government, people who have the skills, integrity, and passion to make our government more transparent. So I strongly urge you to appoint him to this task force. I'll speak a little bit about his experience on my campaign, where he was the director of operations. It's no exaggeration to say that he engaged directly with thousands of residents all around the city, where he learned about their experiences and frustrations with trying to get basic transparency out of City Hall. That experience, along with what he mentioned earlier with his experience with the Los Angeles Times as a data reporter, and his experience as a blogger, which he started this new civics news blog, I think that makes him incredibly well qualified, and he should be given this opportunity to bring his skills and knowledge to bear and improve the system that we have in place for providing transparency in our government. Thank you.
Hello, supervisors. My name is Lauren Girardin, and I am here on behalf of the League of Women Voters of San Francisco, which supports Cynthia Dye's appointment to the Sunshine Ordinance Task Force. For those who don't know, the League of Women Voters of San Francisco is a nonpartisan political nonprofit that defends democracy. Our nonpartisan commitment means that we do not support or oppose candidates for elected office or political parties. The League has a unique perspective on the Sunshine Ordinance Task Force, Having long held an appointed seat for a league representative, currently the most awesome, Maxine Anderson. We understand the qualifications and skills necessary for a successful independent member of the task force who can help ensure the public's right to access their local government. The League has experienced Cynthia Dye's commitment to upholding our democracy through her ability to be objective and listen to public input. She has proven to be analytical and inquisitive while also displaying an openness to feedback and new ideas. These are qualities we need in our civil servants who seek to protect our fragile democracy. We believe that Cynthia Dye's dedication to nonpartisanship and public service is exactly the kind of leadership we need now more than ever. Please appoint her to the Sunshine Ordinance Task Force. And taking off my league hat for just 30 seconds, I have served on the Ballot Simplification Committee for the City of San Francisco and know that volunteering on committees is hard. You need to set aside your personal points of view and act as a body. And you need to also make sure that no one person or one group is happy. Ultimately, it's about fairness, it's about justice, and it's about equity, not making one person or one group happy. And I believe, from what I've seen of Cynthia Dye, that she can do that very well. Thank you.
Hi. My name is Leticia Miranda. I'm a District 9 resident and research consultant for nonprofits and businesses. I've worked with local organizations such as Levi Strauss & Company and Next 10, a nonprofit, and also at the national level as a public policy advocate for the Latino community. I strongly support Cynthia Dye's candidacy for the Sunshine Ordinance Task Force. Personally, I've known Ms. Dye for decades from our time as students at UC Berkeley, where she graduated with honors in electrical engineering and computer science, and also at the Stanford Graduate School of Business, where she earned an MBA. As a UC Berkeley student senator, she represented the independent and moderate science and engineering coalition, yet had broad support from the other major political parties on campus, so much so that the other parties recruited her to run under their banner. We go way back. Professionally, I've collaborated with Ms. Dye on over 10 consulting projects. She's one of the most intelligent, analytical, and strategic thinkers I know. Ms. Dye has a strong commitment to excellence. During her tenure at the California Citizens Redistricting Commission, I witnessed her integrity and dedication to hearing diverse community voices, like those, for example, from the Vietnamese Grocers Association of Orange County, which she told me about at the time, and ensuring that those community voices were reflected in the final maps. Sin has a great deal of integrity. In sum, Ms. Dye is a trustworthy, reliable, and hardworking person. San Francisco is fortunate to have someone of Ms. Dye's caliber willing to fulfill the duties of this volunteer role that has been open for over 1 year and for which she is the only serious candidate. I wholeheartedly endorse Cynthia Dye for the Sunshine Ordinance Task Force. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Paul Gardner. I live in Noe Valley in District 8, and for the last few years, I've been the author of Sped Up, a Substack about education in San Francisco. You probably recall the infamous school board meeting from a few years ago where a candidate for a volunteer position on a parent action committee, parent advisory committee, was forced to wait silently while the board debated endlessly the merits of appointing a gay white male to a committee that had multiple open slots and for which there were no other candidates. It was one of the events that fueled the recall. And here we are again with an eminently qualified person who's willing to volunteer her time on a thankless task force that has had an open slot for a year. That the seat has been open for so long indicates that it's not the sort of glamorous role that politically ambitious people normally pursue. Notably, the people who testified against her 2 weeks ago didn't bother to apply. They're willing to bitch and moan, but not to do the work. You need people who are willing to do the work, and Sin is. For as long as I've known her, and it's been over 30 years, Sin has been volunteering her time and expertise. She brings boundless energy and passion to everything she does. She's the sort of person who's probably passionate about breakfast. But when someone disagrees with her, she doesn't hit them over the head with a chair, which is admittedly a low bar, but it's not one that the other candidate for this position can clear. This is a no-brainer. Put Cynthia Dye on the Sunshine Ordinance Task Force. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Chris Keene. I'm a resident of District 8 for 30 years, I think, which makes me old. And I've also been involved in a number of city projects like Noe Town Square and Slow Sanchez and the recent renovation project for Embarcadero Plaza. But in my other life, I've spent over 30 years running small and large software companies, oftentimes coming in under very difficult circumstances when the existing leadership was being swapped out. And every single time, I brought in Cynthia Dye as the most trustworthy, most empathetic, kindest, intelligent person that I knew to come in and help me understand what was going on. And what made her very unique was she was able to create relationships with and really listen to a wide variety of people in, again, very difficult and very time-constrained environments, and build trust with all of them and help us get to the best possible solution for those companies to get them back on track. I think that's what she can do in government as well. So I would encourage you to vote for her, please. Thanks.
Hi, I'd just like to give some feedback on what I heard from these public comments. We have one person where the support, I believe, you know, I don't know the acronym. I believe the DCCC was name dropped. The recall of the SF Board of Education, which was a right-wing, dark money-fueled shit show, was name dropped. The Levi Strauss, whatever, was name dropped. Redistricting was name dropped, and I fought against splitting D6 into D5 and D6. Unfortunately, that did happen, and now I live in an open-air prison, basically. So that wasn't a good outcome for me. But I know how this all works. I know the things that you value. This the woman is, like, the obviously super overqualified candidate. So if you were to give it to the other guy, who white guy, who ran for mayor this past election, that would also be an obvious, like, fuck you to anyone who's not a white man. So it just seems like you're in a really tough spot here, and maybe this whole government system isn't working.
Are there any additional members of the public who would like to provide public comment at this time? I do not see any additional speakers.
Thank you, seeing no additional speakers. Public comment is now closed. Supervisor Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I have struggled with this appointment quite a bit. I am impressed, very impressed by Cynthia Dye and the work that she has done. I do not in any way question her intelligence or her integrity or her commitment to our city, and I'm grateful that she has been willing to step forward and serve on multiple bodies. The challenge for me with Cynthia Dye is simply that I think I disagree with her and have disagreed with her on things that she has done in the past, and I suspect will disagree with her in positions that she is likely to take on the Sunshine Ordinance Task Force. I was thinking, you know, my challenge is with her judgment. Not that her judgments are bad. They are just judgments that are not my own. And that is the reason that I am not going to be able to support Cynthia Dye today for this seat. I appreciate Mr. Bodkin. I'm grateful that he's been willing to put his name into this, and we'll certainly follow up to learn more about his interest in serving. I know, thank you for talking to my staff. I do believe that there are at least one and maybe two more folks who are likely to submit applications. In fact, I know one person tried to, but erroneously sent it to my office rather than to the clerk. And so I'm eager to engage with those applicants as well. So I will not be able to today support either of these applicants.
Thank you, Supervisor Mandelman. First of all, I want to thank both applicants for their willingness to serve. I think it's important to have folks in community who want to participate in the governmental process, so I want to thank you both. Obviously, for me, I think it's always about comparing experience, particularly when you have more than one candidate. I do believe that one candidate has demonstrated not only love for San Francisco, but also an independent voice with integrity and someone who has a seasoned approach to accountability. I also believe in diversity in all of our commissions and our boards is very important to me. I don't make decisions based on whether or not somebody politically agrees with me. If I did, I'd probably be by myself a lot here in San Francisco. I think disagreement is definitely, as a matter of fact, a part of the political process. And although it is frustrating to have people that disagree with you, it is most certainly important that it happens in city government. And so I would love to move the name of Cynthia Dye forward with a positive recommendation. I don't want to embarrass anyone and put anyone through something negative, but I think that motion is appropriate here at this Rules Committee meeting, so I do want to take a vote on that motion.
Yes, on that motion, on the motion to recommend Cynthia Dye to seat 10, Vice Chair Cheryl. Cheryl, no. Member Mandelman?
No.
Mandelman, no. Chair Walton?
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion fails.
Motion to move Cynthia Dye forward with a positive recommendation fails. And seeing that there is no other motion on the floor, I'd like to move to continue this item to next week's Rules Committee meeting.
Just to clarify, you would like to continue this to the call of the chair?
To the call of the Yes. Continue to the call of the chair.
Yes, on the motion to continue the matter to the call of the chair, Vice Chair Cheryl.
Aye.
Cheryl, aye. Member Mandelman?
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton?
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion to continue this item to the call of the chair passes. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 3.
Item number 3 is hearing consider appointing one member term expiring February 23rd, 2026, and two members term ending February 23rd, 2027 to the Citizens Committee on Community Development. I'd just like to clarify, we only have one applicant today. Lanelli Slingin has previously been appointed to this body and does not need to be considered at this time.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. And I believe that we do have Clinton Lofton here.
Good morning, supervisors. As you may recall from my application, I have over 30 years of experience in affordable housing, community development, social services, urban planning, and economic development for various jurisdictions in the Bay Area, including direct experience with CDBG, with HOME, with ESG, and HOPWA. I've served on the committee since 2015 and would like to continue, and I'm happy to ask and answer any questions you might have.
Thank you so much. I don't see any questions from colleagues. Mr. Clerk, would please go to public comment.
Yes, members of the public wish to speak on this matter can approach the podium at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to provide comment on this matter? There are no speakers at this time.
Thank you so much. And seeing nothing else from colleagues, I'd like to make a motion to move this item forward with a positive recommendation and nominate Clinton Lofman for seat 2.
Yes, on that motion, Vice Chair Cheryl.
Aye.
Cheryl, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you so much. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 4.
Item number 4 is a hearing to consider appointing one member term ending October 8, 2026 to the Early Childhood Community Oversight and Advisory Committee. We have one seat, one applicant. for seat number 8.
Thank you so much. And our one applicant is Cindy Lopez Chastain. And I don't believe she is here this morning, but I have heard nothing but positive comments about this recommendation. And I don't see anything from my colleagues. Mr. Clerk, would you please call for public comment on item 4?
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak on this matter? I do not see any members of the public on this matter.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. And I'd like to make a motion to move Cindy Lopez Chastain forward for seat 8 with a positive recommendation.
Yes, on that motion. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, would you please call our next item?
Item number 5 is ordinance amending the administrative code to authorize the tax collector to refund property tax to the assessee or latest recorded owners of the property if the amount of the refund is less than $10,000 and there has been no transfer of property during or since the fiscal year for which the taxes to be refunded were levied.
Thank you so much. Don't see any comments from colleagues. Would you please call for public comment on item number 5?
Yes, sir. Members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public for public comment? There are no members of the public for public comment on this item.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 6.
Would you like to vote on this one?
Oh, my apologies. Would you motion to move item 5 forward to the full board with positive recommendation?
Yes, on the motion to recommend. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion passes. Mr. Clerk, now please call item number 6.
Item number 6 is ordinance amending the Business and Tax Regulation Code to remove the requirement that parking operators certify and report periodically to the city the ratio of their unaccounted parking tickets to total issued tickets for each parking station for the reported period.
Thank you, and I see we have a representative.
Yes, sorry, I mistimed my ability to get up the stairs.
You're actually just in time.
Okay, great. So for this is parking tax, great. I think I have 2 items coming up in a row.
We're on item number 6.
Okay, yeah. Great. All right, so good morning, Chair Walton, supervisors. Eric Mankey with the Office of the Treasury and Tax Collector. This ordinance is pretty simple. It simplifies and modernizes the parking tax monthly filing. So as you know, the city imposes a tax on parking, which is collected by parking operators and remitted to our office on a monthly basis. Excuse me. Current law requires operators to issue parking tickets when a vehicle enters the lot or garage, and then when they exit, you collect that ticket. The information on the ticket determines how much is owed. Parking operators in this process are subject to what's called an unaccounted ticket ratio allowance, meaning they are not penalized for lost tickets within a certain threshold. This ordinance just simplifies their monthly filing by eliminating the requirement for operators to report that ratio. But first and foremost, I just want to make clear the ordinance will not impact revenue. It does not change tax liability or collection responsibilities. Ensures the city continues to receive the same appropriate parking tax revenue. Also, operators are still required to continue to track their unaccounted ticket ratio and certify that they're in compliance with the parking tax ordinance every time they file. And our office still has the ability to request this information during an audit or during investigation. So basically, this is just a streamlining measure that allows the city and operators to focus more on core compliance rather than excessive reporting requirements. So with that, I'll happy to take any questions.
Thank you. I don't see any comments from colleagues. Mr. Clerk, would you please call for public comment?
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public for public comment? There are no speakers.
Thank you, CNO speakers. Public comment is now closed. And I'd like to motion to move this item forward to the full board with a positive recommendation.
On that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion to move forward with the positive recommendation passes unanimously. Mr. Clerk, do we have any other business before us this morning?
There are no additional items on today's agenda.
Thank you. We are adjourned.